Yeah.
What do you mean this organization on and off?
Yeah, so much. You know, it's one of the guys that was still that's still here from the original 19 team. So somebody I've been with the this entire time. We've been together here. You know, for me, he played the game. He played so hard for all these, all the years here in front of the fans, and how, just how he went about his business on a daily basis. I have so much respect for. Nobody played harder. Nobody played more hurt. He's incredible in the clubhouse, unbelievable in the community, and the charity work, and incredible with our PR staff. And I know he was wonderful to you guys. He's a true pro. And so to lose someone like that, that we're all close to, it's tough. It's tough to. A close friend for a lot of guys in that clubhouse. And we definitely wish him well. I talked to some Philly people today and told them what kind of person and player he is, and they're getting a special guy. So, tough day, but we're excited about the two guys we're getting and wish Austin well. I think seeing him start the All-Star game last year, just kind of knowing what he had gone through, knowing how he battled the injuries. The first half he had last year was – he really carried us. He really helped us win a lot of games last year in the first half. And to be the one to call him that day to let him know he's starting the All-Star game, that was a special moment. I know how excited he was. Yes, it's never easy. But it's also it's part of the game and part of the business of professional sports. And Mike's doing and continuing to do an amazing job of building our roster and so these type trades and these type of things happen. And at the same time, give a guy a hug and shake a guy's hand that you've been with for a long time, and you hope that you get a chance to manage him again, because he's been an absolute pleasure to be with every day for quite a few years.
Brandon, what does Dominguez bring to this team, and his role in the bullpen, and how he fits in?
Yeah, I'm not sure role yet. I do know that we're getting a guy that has an exceptional arm, and he's pitched in high leverage moments and postseasons and big part of their World Series team a couple of years ago. When we saw him earlier this year, it's an electric fastball and a really good slider. And I think he's had his up and down moments this season, but he's somebody that, we're hoping that can fit in the back end of our bullpen. Yeah. So Pache is an elite defender. One of the best outfielders defensively. We've seen quite a bit. He can go play the outfield and go play three spots. So he covers us there in the outfield.
Do you know when they're expecting to
start? Sometime today.
Is there any further word on the tail?
No. He's in the training room right now. No, he hasn't gotten the. They're still waiting for the. It's really swollen, so they're waiting for the swelling to go down before they do any more tests on it. Yeah, it's we'll see. We'll see what the next few days brings. Honestly, let's see how the roster shapes up. With the deadline coming up.
Is his play of late giving you confidence? Should he end up getting those opportunities?
Yeah, I mean these guys don't have a ton of left on left experience, and Kowser's got some this year. Heston doesn't have a lot, but possibly. I think everybody's very aware, because it's all over the TV and all over your phone, that the deadline's coming up and you're hearing the rumors and you don't know where things are. And it's a strange spot to be in a little bit. When you're in our position and you're, you know, it's a lot different than when my first few years here when we were wondering, and you're hearing the rumors about the other way, where who was going to get traded from our team. Now, same time, I mean, Austin just got traded, so kind of a similar feeling. But, you know, I know that our guys are excited about looking to add and how, you know, the help that we could possibly get to go into the postseason. And so you're anticipating. I think there's probably some anxiousness, but I think everybody's kind of been through, a lot of these guys have been kind of through this before and just understand that it's part of it, part of the calendar.
Mm-hmm. Did you think that he was going to have the season
that he is? I did. I had big expectations for Grayson. I told him that early in the year. And he's got the ability to be a front-end starter. And he definitely showed flashes of that second half last year and wanted him to carry it into this year, and he has. He's had a couple hiccups, but besides that, he's had some really good starts for us and continues to get better. And we're expecting big things out of him.
Can it be challenging for a team to lose a team leader like Austin is?
I think we have enough guys in that room, honestly, and the guys understand the position we're in and what our goals are. And I think it's kind of a next man up attitude a little bit. And like I said, we'll see what the next few days bring also.
What's your perspective as the major league manager of the attempt to improve this team while taking away a piece?
I think I kind of answered that. You continue. You know, it's day to day, and these type of things happen. And we're excited about the return we got for Austin, and we'll see what happens here until the 30th.
It's still a pretty stout strength of schedule the rest of the way, but they've posted solid numbers against teams that are also looking at the postseason. So, what does that mean to come home and just see that track record they've had so far against those other competitive teams? They tend to bully up pretty well.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've had our ups and downs this year, and playing a team right now we're not very familiar with, and but really, really talented and superstars and great back end of the bullpen. You know, it's really, we just kind of focus on what's right in front of us, and we didn't take care of Miami, which we're disappointed in, and hopefully we can play better this series. Yeah. I think that there's moves that when you see somebody walk in the clubhouse that you know is going to impact and be a big help, I think guys get excited about that.